kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Palapit na ang pampederal na halalan at ngayon naman po eh, kilalanin natin ang iba't ibang mga partido na sasabak sa eleksyon. Last week, I think na-mention na natin yung ibang mga malalaking partido na sasabak sa eleksyon at sa umagang ito naman ay tampok natin ang Australian Greens na pinamumunuan ni Adam Bandt at kilala na pinakamalaking minor party. Narito ang ulat ni Renia Yalop na isinalin sa Wikang Filipino. Ang grupo ay nabuo mula sa isang protest party at naging permanente sa federal parliament sa nakaraang 50 taon. Ang pangalan ng grupo ay Greens, na tulad ng kulay na green o berde. Ito lamang ang partido na walang salitang party sa dulo. Kilala lamang sila bilang Greens o the Greens. Sila ay isang minor party, ngunit pinakamalaking minor party sa parliament at hawak nila ang 4 na seats sa House at 11 sa Senado. Ngunit saan ba nanggaling ang Greens at sino ba sila ngayon? Ayon sa senior lecturer ng Australian National University, Jill Shepherd, nagmula ang The Greens sa environmental protest movement noong 1970s.
There were some key events in the early days of the Greens, particularly in Tasmanian politics, where no one in politics was defending the interests of the environment.
Kabilang ang native logging at mga panukala para sa mga pagtayo ng dam sa The Greens. Ilan sa mga grupo na nabuo sa United Tasmania Group na inangkin ng Greens na unang Green Party sa mundo. Taong 1992 din, nagsanib puwersa ang mga state-based parties upang mabuo ang The Australian Greens. Si Bob Brown ang unang leader ng partido at aniya, environment ang prioridad ng kanilang grupo.
Were highly distinguishable from the other parties by having the environment, our environmental policies also frontline because they ultimately are social justice policies.
Pinagtutuunan din ng pansin ng Greens ang mga social issues.
Environmental protection and social justice, democracy and peace, those four pillars of the Greens Charter worldwide. That followed through to the world's first Greens Party Congress in Canberra in 2001, in which that was adopted internationally.
Ayon kay Bob Brown, ilan sa mga pinaglaban nila noong panahon niya ay Tasmanian Parliament, ay ang government transparency, voluntary assisted dying, at karapatan ng mga kababaihan. Ngayon, sentro ng kanilang plataporma ang pagpasok ng refugee sa Australia, ang digmaan sa Gaza, pagkilala sa Palestinian statehood, access sa healthcare at mga abot-kayang bahay. Taong 2010, nagsanipwersa ang Greens at Labor upang makabuo si Julia Gillard ng isang minority government. Sumang-ayon silang tutulan ang anumang motion of no confidence sa pamahalaan mula sa mga non-Greens na miyembro. Ngunit natapos ang samahan taong 2013 nang akusahan ng Greens ang Labor na pumapanig sa mga industriya ng pagmimina. Sa papalapit na eleksyon, kabilang sa kanilang polisiya ang paglagay sa dental, sa Medicare, pagpapataas ng buwis ng mga bilyonaryo, pagtapos sa negative gearing at pagpapatigil ng mga bagong oil at gas projects. Kailanman ay hindi na mahala ang The Greens sa Parliament at malabo ding magiging mayorya sila. Pero bakit ba sila binoboto ng mga tao?
I think voting for the Greens, particularly when they've had increasing success in the Senate, just feels like a normal option for a lot of voters. Their achievements are all conducted behind closed doors. The Greens can very rarely stand up and say, look at what we've done. But what they do is negotiate constantly, every day with the government, whether that's Liberal or Labor, just to moderate reforms that they don't agree with. They would say that they've had successes in bringing the treatment of asylum seekers to the public attention and to keeping it in front of the parliament.
Sa kabila nito, umaasa si Bob Brown na mamumuno sa pamahalaan ng The Greens sa hinaharap.
We expect that there'll be green governments in the future as the environmental and social crises that the planet's facing at the moment get rapidly worse.
Naging mabuti para sa The Greens ang nakaraang eleksyon kung saan nakakuha sila ng 4 na seats sa lower house mula sa 1 seat at nakakuha ng 3 seats sa Senado. Sa ngayon, si Adam Bandt ang leader ng partido simula 2020. Siya din ay miyembro ng Melbourne ng 15 taon sa Federal Parliament. Bago naging politiko, ay dati din siyang abogado. Pero paano ba nila papatakbuhin ang kanilang mga polisiya at hangarin? Ito ang sagot ni Jill Shepherd.
The Greens, more than any other party in Australia at the moment, have had a huge makeover in terms of how they operate today. They've gone from being a social movement with one core issue at their heart to being a professional political party that has to campaign, has to have positions on a bunch of different things, has to vote on legislation, has to manage a party room that is getting bigger every election and has a lot of contrasting views. They used to be very willing to air their grievances in public, to, you know, have sort of public debates about their internal conflicts. And they've had to find that as you become bigger, that's just impossible. And so they do have to now deal with the egos, with the competing ideologies, you know, with the competing ambitions of their members. And that's not fun. Being a political party is a really tough job, and managing a political party, as Adam Bandt is finding, is inordinately difficult.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.